DW.
Okay, who else can do it?
Living as I do with my three youngest girls, I hear the words Me Too a lot. Though at the moment, their chanting of the refrain is usually in response to questions about who might like an ice cream or jelly sweet, I wonder how long it will be before they're using it in the context of men, the search to understand the whys and what fors of how the sexes interact, and the tangled mess that is gender imbalance. For that is what the Me Too movement in Germany has, in part at least, come to signify. It hasn't brought down a slate of sexually abusive public figures and highlighted others that have been given not only a pass but immeasurable power, as has happened in the US. Nothing like it. Here, it accused one film director, but other than that, has been quietly ponderous. It's also been bundled up into a broader debate on inequality between the sexes.
Frau Präsidentin, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, jetzt am Ende dieser aktuellen Stunde zum Thema
Demonstrationsrechte. A debate, let it be said, that needs to be had. For this is a country which at 21%, the gender pay gap is one of Europe's highest. Where the percentage of women in managerial positions is one of the bloc's lowest, where there are now fewer female MPs than at any other time since 1998, and where the far-right Alternative for Germany, which holds 94 seats in the Bundestag, has publicly decried efforts to level the playing field between men and women as equality totalitarianism. But it is also a country where, according to a 2017 YouGov survey, almost every second woman polled said she was a victim of sexual harassment, and where the majority of adults and teenagers would like to see the issue on the school curriculum. That hasn't happened yet. And if things continue to move at the nation's normal pace, there won't be a rush on syllabus rewriting. That's missing an opportunity. Not only because if the results of a recent poll conducted by the weekly news magazine Spiegel are anything to go by, the majority of German women have not noticed a seismic or even significant shift in patterns of sexual harassment since Me Too burst onto their social media channels, but also because right now it feels as if we've managed to push a vast, rusty cannonball partway up a hill, only to leave it there in the fog. As it waits to be shoved on up or roll back down, the grey area in which it sits fills with conflicting voices. In the past year, I've spoken to women who welcome Me Too as a solution to being sexually objectified, to others who don't, to those who've retrospectively called into question old flirtations, and to mothers all too willing to excuse their sons' misdeeds. I've heard women say hysteria discredits real crime, and I've listened in on conversations about how the ways of old are being overcorrected, creating a whole new set of unforgiving stereotypes, under which, as one girl put it, she has to justify her wish to cook a meal for her boyfriend.
So words?
Yeah.
And then there are the men themselves. Since last October, I've been to my first ever parents' evening, and I've attended many, at which men outnumbered women. But I've also come across fathers who still think looking after their own kids is babysitting, men who don't want to engage with the issue at all, and those who were enlightened to begin with, but who have become wary of saying the wrong thing in the presence of women. There is a lot of fog around Me Too and gender equality in Germany. I'd like to think it will have lifted by the time my youngest daughters have outgrown jelly sweets and are starting to make their own way in the world. But I fear it's too dense for that. My hope in that case is that they will be part of the generation that manages to roll the rusty old cannonball to the very top of the hill and push it over the edge.
This report was brought to you by DW.